Bert Stedman does not take any particular message from the fact that Democrats did not mount more than a ceremonial opposition to his reelection this year. He says he spends most of his time on things other than party politics.
For instance, if we're working on trying to increase the funding for K-12 education, it really doesn't matter, you know, what political philosophy the parents of the children come from. All our kids across the state deserve an equal education. And clearly the major schools in our district were not being funded fairly when we compared it to Anchorage. You know, it's a difficult issue to work on just because, you know, we get outnumbered.
Stedman's willingness to set aside party differences was a factor in his decision to join a bipartisan coalition which has controlled the Senate for the last three sessions. He was given co-chairmanship of the Senate Finance Committee and control over the state's capital budget, one of the most powerful positions in Juneau. Following the November general election, the Alaska Senate will likely be split evenly between Democrats and Republicans, or Republicans could have an 11-9 edge. Either way, Stedman thinks the bipartisan coalition would constitute the only effective majority. He hopes his track record would recommend him for another session as co-chair of Senate Finance.
We brought the committee to consensus on most issues, revenue sharing, school funding, you know, alternative energy. Or if we looked at the $300 million we put in to insulate and improve the efficiency of our homes around the state. So we tackled some big issues.
Stedman also feels that having a Southeasterner chair finance would offset the shift in power in the state to the MATSU following the election of Governor Palin. An expected population decline in the 2010 census and possible reapportionment of legislative seats also would marginalize Southeast. Stedman thinks there is a window open now to push Southeast projects.
I'd like to see two Malaspina class ferries as an example, funded and, you know, under construction. We also need a gateway ferry from Prince Rupert to Ketchikan. That needs to get funded and move forward. And then, you know, we'll have other issues. We have our intertie, I think, which is going to be driven mainly by the push for gasification of the rail belt. But if we, over the next 4 years, can get the district in a position and Southeast in a position to build three or four more hydro dams, I think we'll be sitting pretty good on controlling our own energy destiny.
Stedman says last year's capital budget was not the largest the state has passed, though it was in the top four or five. The state also saved $2 for every one it spent. Stedman believes Alaska is well positioned to ride out the global recession.
We're a little different than most states. You know, most states, through this economic downturn that we're in now, are going to be running deficits. They're not going to have the ability to step up to the plate with the capital projects and push their economy through. We can do that. We can do that without relying on the permanent fund. We can do that with just the savings we have set aside right now. And then when the oil price goes up, the accumulation piles up a lot quicker than it gets drained out. In other words, one good year in oil prices makes up for four or five bad years.
Stedman is less optimistic about Alaska's future in the aftermath of the felony convictions of U.S. Senator Ted Stevens. Regardless of how or when Stevens leaves the Senate, his effectiveness, at least through the end of his current term in January, will be significantly impaired. Stedman expects there to be a definite throttling back of federal revenue to the state.
It's going to be tougher, there's no doubt about it. But this is the best time financially that the state's been in decades to have this happen to us. You know, if we had no savings and imploding oil prices at $20, $30, and we'd, from a Treasury perspective, we'd have trouble responding.
Stedman is also concerned about the legislature's relationship with Governor Palin should she not move on to the vice presidency. The governor has vetoed almost every line item for District A in the last two capital budgets. Stedman brought many of the vetoed items back in subsequent budgets. Stedman would like to move past the election year rhetoric if Palin returns to Juneau and to avoid getting bogged down in the historic soundbite. And while his relationship with the governor has never been particularly warm, he thinks it is due mostly to role-playing in the Capitol.
There probably will be a little bit of gamesmanship, too. It's fairly apparent that she's, you know, got a national presence now and, you know, seems to enjoy that. There probably be some folks that would just as soon not see her in that role. So we need to be a little careful with that, frankly. I'm kind of proud to have someone from Alaska on a national ticket and a woman. You know, I had my disagreements with the capital budget, but that just comes with the the role as the chairman on the Senate side.
With no opponent, Bert Stedman says he'll likely be in Anchorage on Election Day, working with the leadership to organize the Senate for the new session in January. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.